We're at the first of the, and only the medium-sized lines. Last words there, we're talking about on Zion of a base. One more name we're going to discuss, which is the name of Rus. Rus, right? Everyone knows Rus. So my Rus, why was she called Rus? What does Rus mean? I'm Rabbi Yochanan, Shezachsa, see, that's the Rabbi Yochanan, that's the possible connection. Okay, and anyways, because he's Rabbi Yochanan, that's another member of Yochanan. Shezachsa v'yotz mimena David, that she was merited to have come from her David HaMelech. Why? Sherivehu LaKadosh Baruch Hu B'shiros B'sishpachos, because she Revayon is like to satisfy. My understanding is what was explained to me, I'll have a bit of Akasha, we'll leave that alone for now, Akasha, at least the explanation given to me was that Rivayon is the satisfaction you get like after you drink something, as opposed to Sova, which is the satisfaction you get after eating something. I have Akasha on that, but it doesn't matter. Even as a looming Akasha, Akasha is, that some learn Vachalta Vesavata, the Sevilla, that the Rambam learns, possibly, even though that's in the Gemara, the Savata, the drinking part. Either way, doesn't matter. The point is that kind of idea of satisfaction, like from drinking and not being thirsty anymore. So David's like sated Hashem with Shiros and Tishbachos. Do not think that Bishirus is the connection. The etymological connection between Rus is not Rus to Shiros. That's not the story. That's just a coincidence, I think. I think that the pshat is that Rus is etymologically connected to this word of revaya, of revayon, of satisfying. So she was satisfying to Hashem. And, or out of her came the satisfaction to Hashem through David. It's fascinating, but Pashas Rus was her name when she was non-Jewish, and she didn't change her name afterwards. It's really interesting. So, whatever the implications are, if that's true, that will suggest that perhaps the phenomenon of the name causing the person's essence and the siyat d'shmai that comes with that is something that affects non-Jews also. I don't know, Tzarech Ian, but then as I'm just pointing out to you, that interesting. One thing's for sure, that since Rus obviously is somehow like very much naive, you know, appropriate for who she was and what she brought to the table in terms of her, you know, purpose in existence. So she kept her name, that's for sure. Now, there is someone somewhere, I think, that says like that was, doesn't like that whole approach, and therefore says Rus is her name post facto, and like we're reading it back to the Psukim. Like, in other words, you know, we refer to Avraham as Avram always, even the fact that he used to be called Avram at some point. We just, like, you know, we lapsed with that. We changed the name and so on. But anyways, that kind of approach that, you know, in any case. Like, Moshe, better example than Moshe. We call him Moshe, even though at birth his name wasn't Moshe, right? It was named Tuvia or whatever he had, 10 names. Point is, Moshe was the name he got subsequently, but then retroactively fit the right name to him, and she had Siyat Shmaya, Bisya, and so that's how it worked. Okay, fine. That's that.